and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour with your hosts, Bob Petey
and John Piccirillo
and Jay Schmidt.
Welcome to episode 209 of Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour.
Welcome aboard, folks.
Hi.
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 I can never think of an original.
Konnichiwa was good.
Yeah, the konnichiwa.
You can always go back to konnichiwa.
Hey, the liquor store I last saw you in? Last time I was there,
the liquor store?
Yeah.
The way he said it, liquor store.
Like we've seen each other in multiple liquor stores.
Yeah. I was going to say our liquor store, yes. but there was only the one store. Time, yeah. So I don't know if we can officially make it our.
It's convenient and they have a good selection and good prices.
Good prices. They beat Engelbert's, which I go to.
Liquor store.
So don't want to take it.
They make me a little angry, though.
Which one's this?
Only because.
Which store?
It's over by the cigar
what's
shop.
It called?
That I used to
what's
use.
It called?
Regulars.
Up on Route 50? Regulars.
Regulars. Yes. Yeah.
Up on Route 50?
Yeah, and the little point there by Hewitt's.
The point.
So.
That's the one that's got. There's a woman that works there that. Oh, I don't know. We get along. The weird thing is, though, she reminds me of my sister. Totally reminds me of my sister. So I'm like, oh, no. Anyway. So,
I got my fingers crossed for a little freaky dinky.
My wine. I'll tell them, whoever it is, when I take the last bottle off the top, I say, you got to order some more. You know what I mean? And if I come in there, which happened to me one time, you get three strikes at this.
Mm-hmm. John tries to put businesses out.
You're going down. It used to make me upset. So I'll order it up. Mm-hmm. So I go in there. Nothing's changed. Mm-hmm. You know, it's cause a couple days later.
Right.
Nothing's changed. So I found, and I know a lot of places that use this trick too, is they pile up the boxes. So it looks like there's more stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll find the wine in the bottom boxes sometimes. But I'll tell them, hey, look, I opened up the bottle, you know, the next box.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the bottom one's empty. So you might want to order up. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to buy all four of these in a short period of time, and I'll be looking for the next one.
Yep.
And they ran out the one time, and I was buying boxed wine for a while. And I was shitting my brains out, remember? I couldn't figure out what was going on. I was like, oh, my Jesus, I'm shitting my brains out every day. And it determined the only thing I had changed in my diet was I was drinking the boxed wine.
Nope. Get the fuck out of here.
No, I cannot.
I swear to God.
Wow.
Yeah.
We watched that the other night. I haven't seen that in so long. Yeah. It's so good. Such a good movie.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
Not going to fall. You could hear him because he's watching through the kitchen. He's watching from the kitchen in his little crevasse there.
Uh-huh.
And he's just giggling and laughing his ass off.
It's funny to watch movies that we have drops from.
Yeah, and that movie we got a lot, but we just forget how good that movie is.
Yeah,
and what did we watch the other night? My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
Yep. That's been on. I watched that one night, so we left the rest.
I watched my Cousin Vinny. I was like,
The law of cooking physics ceased to exist when you cook grits. Oh, that was great. No, the one from Beverly Hills Cop that I was just, what's this guy? What's the guy's name in the strip club?
Oh, Phil!
Phil!
Actually, Phil texted me it was yesterday.
That's why you sent that clip?
Yeah, he texted me, so I went on YouTube and got that, and I didn't even say any words to him. I just sent him that clip.
Phil, what's all the hostility? Phil, you changed, man. Yeah. You got guns and hostility.
Just sent him that. Like, I wonder if he's bright enough. Oh, and then, of course, last night with My Cousin Vinny.
You on drugs.
You on drugs. And the big one with the, and your biological clock.
This case.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we're back.
Yeah.
Did we mention that episode 209, I believe.
209? I did say that. I always open up with 209? The episode now.
Yeah,
I
wasn't listening. That's how I got it. And
wasn't listening.
I wrote it down. I was just
how come all the 4th of July stuff's here?
It's like so that's the last time we were down here?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, we're going to John's got some time, so we're going to try to, you know.
That wood, though, sounds like.
Yeah, come get it.
Start up with one of my side businesses I've been talking about for a long time.
Can you finish my fucking wall? Jesus.
Free wood.
That's right. That's what I've always been saying. That's why I wanted a splitter. This will help you sell that saw quicker.
Okay.
I got the splitter, split it up. I mean,
do you think we could do that before 2020, though?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. Come on. You're hanging me down here.
Well,
now
summer. You can't. Don't be taking my last month of summer.
I didn't say anything. Have I said anything?
Okay.
Have I said anything?
Okay.
Well, you know, sometimes you hit certain levels and you just stop, like you stuck in the mud.
I know.
So sometimes I figure if I just go tweak, tweak, tweak a little bit, you get it reinvigorated.
It's summer still. I got a rock solid left of summer.
You did that other stuff in summer, though, too. I'm not asking you to take any time that you're doing any of that other stuff.
Don't you try to be the boss of me.
I'm not. That's what I'm telling you.
The new boss of me.
Every day with you is a punch in the nads.
That's right. Well, we got something done for you this week already.
I didn't say anything, but, you know.
Something
I mean,
you said you were going to do months ago.
Yeah, well, and then when I got right on the cusp of doing it, we got Linda a new car and didn't have a trailer hitch yet. So we need to put a trailer hitch on that.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, we used to call that getting a hitch on.
Spoken like a truly unfunny alcoholic.
One of our oldest listeners, Tom Dukowitz.
Is he listener number one or two?
I don't know. It might have been number one. I think he had the first email.
I think he's had the only email. First and only. Nobody wants to email us. I don't know why.
Tom Dukowitz. Anyway, him and I, Tom Dukowitz, we used to work together, and fuck Joe. We used to work together.
You
we
what? In,
no. His name is Fuck Joe. That's his name.
Right after you suck on these little Chinese nuts.
So Tom left to get a hitch on his vehicle.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it was on a Friday. And he like never came back. And it was like he left like it was like lunchtime or earlier. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And so he's like, basically, I'll be right back. I'm going to get my hitch on. And it was like some shitstorm for him happened and all this, that, and the other thing happened. And it had to get done because they were going on vacation like that weekend. So they had to have it done.
Get your hitch on.
So that's what we call getting your hitch on when you extend your weekend.
Yeah.
Premature.
Okay.
I am getting my hitch on right now.
All
right. I am getting my hitch on right now.
You are.
I literally have to get a hitch on.
Now, let me ask you a question. If you were in a bar, and I just want to pose this to you, see if I overreacted to this, or if you were in a bar, okay, it's a busy bar, but the bartender, if you're standing there waiting to get a drink at a bar.
Male or female?
Female.
Okay.
You're holding a $20 bill out,
mm-hmm.
trying to get a drink. And it's busy. I take it.
Yeah.
But you stand there for close to a half hour while that person serves at least three other people, one of which is somebody sitting two spots down from you.
Yeah.
Would you get upset?
I would kind of wonder what the fuck was going on. Actually, I would have been upset after 10 minutes.
That happened to me. So.
I would have been like, what the fuck?
20 minutes?
Sir,
no, he said half hour.
Well, it was at least 20 minutes. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt and say it was 20 minutes, but it was closer to a half hour. I would say 25.
Oh, that's unacceptable bartender.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right. I got it.
Did you finally get your drink?
No, I got upset and left.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, I would. Like,
I will never come back in this fucking place again.
It wasn't Wolf Hollow, was
no,
it?
No, God. Oh, okay. No. I get beers before I'm even
ready. I know. He's like royalty. Are you kidding?
He's like royalty.
No, Wolf Hollow is fantastic. I'm the mistaken poor beer receptacle. If they pour the wrong beer,
jail
comes,
drink it
comes to me. Yep.
Yeah, that's always a good nice position
oh,
to
yeah,
be in.
That's great. That's
not good. Used to holding a tool with that kind of power, Stan. I'm kidding. I've seen yours while you were sleeping. It's great.
No, yeah, it happened to me last week at golf, the golf club I'm playing.
How was your golf tournament?
Good. The one last Monday.
Yeah,
it was good. It was fun. It was busy. But it was busy.
That Monday. No, it wasn't last Monday. It was the Monday before. I'll tell you something funny. And he'll get a kick out of it because he'll probably watch. So we have a band group text, obviously. And for some reason, I don't know how we got on it, but we were... Because a subject gets brought up on the group text, and sometimes we end up way the fuck over here, and funny shit all in between gets us to there. So I don't know what brought it up. Something about killing and death and killing people. And I made you know how the people are they going to the Dominican Republic and they're dying. You know,
yeah.
So I made the funny point of like, oh, I'm going on vacation, and then everybody's just like, what? And I was like, to the Dominican Republic, I'm taking Linda. And then I did like the smiley faces and the crying and laughing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, ha, 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 and everything. So the following week, everybody showed up. John did. Chris did. Greg did.
A lot of those before.
And we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting. And I text Tom, and I'm like, are you showing up? And Tom texts back, you said you were on vacation. I'm just like, oh no. So he thought I was on vacation.
Really
He never showed up for band practice.
That's hilarious.
And I'm like, oh man. So this week before, and then the following week, Greg couldn't practice. So, but this week on Monday, I text like, hey guys, I am not on vacation, Tom.
Look what just scanned in.
Yeah, I think it did that with mine, too, when I first did it.
Sex club?
So you just hit the top. No. Comes up with the wrong beer. You just have to type in. I think it did that with me when I did it, too. And I corrected it. Oh, yeah, you don't do that. Just go back out of that. You just got to type it in, type in the name. And
yeah.
And we got to see a DWI. We got to see cops live in action.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Outside the house.
Right here?
Yeah.
Really? Yep.
They live in the neighborhood because I've seen her in her car. And I think there was a red truck because they had an undercover and a regular Glenville cop. And they were talking to the guy in the red truck for just a few minutes and he took off. It was last Wednesday, matter of fact. And then they were, we actually sat there in the window and watched them put this woman through all the tests and everything.
Yeah.
John was actually commentating while it was going through.
Well, that's how we all started watching because,
it was happening. We and you showed up.
I wanted to see what's going on out there. You know what I mean? And I see this going on, and I go, "Hey, I know what's going on out here." So all three of us are at the window.
We're looking
out there when we watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't think she even got to the.
She didn't get to her third step.
Yeah, the foot in front of the other.
She got her one foot in front, and then it was. She just couldn't even comprehend what was going on.
Then I saw them go blow in this one. I knew what was coming next. Clink, clink.
John's been down this.
Yeah. And the husband showed up, and they went and talked to him, and he was not happy.
Like not a happy kid.
Yeah, and then the three of us were outside talking, and we're letting Bosco out, and the husband walked back and grabbed his wife's car. Yeah.
So they must live right up the road.
Oh, I know they do because she drives through the neighborhood. I've seen her through the neighborhood, and she's lucky she didn't have her kids in the car.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
That makes it much worse.
Yeah. We were watching, and I go, told Linda, I said, don't tell me nothing ever exciting happens in Woodhaven.
That's right.
Right outside the house, dead in front of the house. It was great.
Wow.
It was like TV.
Oh, it was. It was the real thing.
His cops.
It was so great to watch it going down and, like, you know, not being involved.
Not being involved.
We've been watching that First Responders Live. I think it's on Fox.
Oh, yeah?
It's on Fox. It's actually pretty good because they show it's like ambulance and police, but it's all live. It's on like Friday night, I think, or something.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Have you been watching The Boys?
No.
Hey, yeah. Boys!
So long, gay boys!
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
I guess it's Seth Rogen created and produced.
Oh, you know, I think I did hear something about that.
It's about superheroes, but if they were like real and like they were celebrities and they were a corporation and this group of seven is a corporation and everything, and it's about these regular people that are sick. There's a small group that are sick of them and their bullshit, and you know, basically, you know, the one guy, they have the one fast guy, like the Flash, and yeah, the one guy's talking with his girlfriend, and the girl's like just was like by the side of the curb, and she kind of stepped off, and the guy just liquidated her as he went by her, and also the guy's holding her hands. Yeah, so it's like all, but then they like paid him off like $40,000 or something, stuff like that. But they get like pissed off, so they start going after the superheroes. It's kind of dark, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to check that out. You got to check it out.
Yeah.
You'll think it's funny.
All right. Strong one.
It's not that strong.
It's heavy.
Heavy. I think it's only like 9. It's 9.
What goes in here isn't black, is it?
No.
Okay. All right.
But it's
two hot dogs, one for lunch, one for dinner. He's going to end up on the floor licking the tile.
No, it was very satisfying. That false meat really goes along.
False meat.
However, the reason why I get them is because I actually love...
Hot dogs in your mouth?
No.
You're right, Greg. Thanks for correcting me. That's how I learn.
A hot dog with meat sauce.
In your mouth.
Yeah. And... what are they, like $2 there or something like that?
Where's this?
Stewart's.
Oh, I don't know. I never.
The problem with my second one is I went to get the meat sauce and it was all like dried up.
No.
No, I didn't want that.
Yeah, that's...
So I just used ketchup and mustard. So
that you had the Cajun ones again?
No. I learned my lesson. I went to... I had the other day, because, you know, they have the things that say not ready for service. Uh-huh. So the only one that was ready was one of these red fuckers, right? And I'm like, oh, it's like Cajun. What?
Yeah, it can't how be so hot can bad. It be?
It was hot.
That's the second time you ran into that in a week.
I was surprised.
The wings at Hooters, you went like really hot, and that stopped you cold.
I had to try the hottest ones. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
We happened to hit all you can eat wing night.
I got, you know, my great news was on a Wednesday, and that's all you can eat wings.
And he's just like, what are we doing for dinner? What are we doing? I'm just like,
I know just what.
Let's go to Hooters.
Yes. That's like a place some to beers, celebrate.
And you got your beer. You get your Fiddlehead.
Yeah, they have Fiddlehead.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty, it's around now.
Now it is, but like.
Yeah. That's the second time you run into it.
I first got it.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it around here.
Yeah, used to be hard to find. But
that's like the second time you've kind of run into it.
Yeah, well now, I think they have it at Glenville.
Yeah, I've seen it pretty regularly everywhere. Right.
It started in Clifton Park. Yeah. That's where I started to, because the first one I ran into was at Rusty Nail, and I went for my birthday for wings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good time, Phil.
Phil!
Phil, how are you? He said that's not him, but I said, that's you, Phil!
Oh, I suppose we should do this, shouldn't we?
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at bobandjohnspodcast@gmail.com, on buzzsprout.com, Spotify, and iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
Wow.
and on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Also on Untapped at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick. Still trying to get to 2,500, getting there.
And go to 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs. Go check out our not-so-new video for Shaking On Down. And maybe Greg will get us a new video soon.
Come on, Greg.
Come on, Greg.
You're right, Greg. Thanks for correcting me. That's how I learn.
I noticed him taking some video the other night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. He didn't even say anything afterwards.
No, he was doing some sneaky, sneaky.
Candid camera.
Yeah. I finally made... We're always fucking around in band practice during a song, and usually John gets laughing, Greg will, Tom, I'll get laughing, but Chris always... He's always like
very
concentrating.
Stoic.
Concentrating. I broke him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I started to mount the penguin during There's Only One Way to Rock, and he lost it. We, matter of fact, we had to stop the song and restart it because it was everybody lost it.
Penguin mounting.
Yes, he's our new mascot now.
Yep.
Yeah. We're just gonna put him up on stage and ignore him.
Yeah.
Like he's not even there.
All right.
People ask about him. We're going to be like, what? What penguin? I don't know anybody in penguin. What penguin? I don't see none. Mr. Penguin. I always put him by Greg's microphone, and Greg always walks down and is like, I see you, penguin.
He's become quite the hit.
Yeah, he has been quite. I think he's going to be in the new video when Greg gets it done.
They didn't. Him and Linda didn't want it.
Yeah.
So I took it from the zoo that it was in.
Somebody wanted
because
it.
Because where it was
is in the backyard.
You would have never seen it. Yeah. Once all the shit grows, it gone.
Yeah.
So this spring, when this thing started to pop, I was like, I'm going to take that bitch. You know what I mean? I put it up on the front porch. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I don't think Bob did.
And then I put it, I put it up on your car.
Shit. So obviously he didn't.
And then
like
he put it on the front porch again. And I was just like, okay, so I brought it inside, and I had Linda clean the bottom off of it, so it's not, you know, and everything. And then for practice, I put it on his drum stool over there. So he came down, and everybody's like, oh, penguin!
And it's been a real hit ever since.
Yeah. We did these, for the video, we did these, like, mugshot type things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Greg, it's over there. Greg's got the little thing. We put our name on it.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah.
And the last one he did was the penguin. With the penguin underneath it. If we'll ever see the video, Greg.
It's got a hole in the back. I really want to put a light in there and see if it'll
go. It's not what it's for, but.
I don't care, Bob. I know. You've already told me.
Every day with you is a punch in the nads. That's
exactly right. Kaboom!
I think it's time. You think it's time? Is it time? Yeah?
Yeah.
Time? It's time.
Chillin' with Jay's Brew.
Hey, honey.
Chillin' with Jay's Brew. Chillin' with Jay's Brew.
I got my fingers crossed for a little freaky dinky.
See, this is the kind of thing that just tickles my balls.
Great beer, by the way. What is it?
This is Jay's Brew 100.
Oh, everybody. Yeah. Yay!
Yay!
Fireworks.
So...
Jay's Brew 100. As like every other milestone in this podcast, we are so prepared.
Yep. We are. Look, we've got fireworks. It's going to be an open one. Right.
We've.
You going to be in charge of that?
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
I'm in charge.
Oh, shit.
Oh, come on. I have that somewhere, don't I?
It used to be.
I used to have it somewhere. Oh, there it is.
Oh, shit.
I keep that one handy.
Oh, fuck.
Yay. Well, that sounds like a hot item.
Oh, so bright.
Well, that sounds like a hot item.
Oh, hell, let's just do what we always do. Hijack some nuclear weapons and hold the world hostage.
Yay! This is the 100, baby. We got fireworks on this show for it. That's right. Live. I know. Every spark, I'm like, it can reach the green screen.
Yeah. I know. That's when 4th of July, I was like this. I was like,
oh, there goes a big one.
We'll make sure it doesn't burn anything.
Hey, everybody, there's a shit cloud coming. Run for your lives.
That was on, too. That was on recently, too.
Kingpin?
Yeah. Kingpin. So,
okay.
All right.
Okay. Oh,
almost done. Grand finale.
The Finooch.
All right. I'm going to put it in a can.
Woo! I was going to let it cool.
All right.
I hate when people put butts in cans.
Yeah.
So, this beer's been scaring me for a while.
Oh, it's the scary beer?
Great.
Oh, just great.
I figured what a better time than one number 100 to do this.
Oh, goodbye, John.
This is Dogfish Head.
No more for me, thanks. I'm driving.
Dogfish Head 120 minute IPA. This is the vintage 2017. So it's been aged almost 2 years.
It's not that
years.
Danky one, is it?
It's supposed to be sweet. But it's
too good.
What's
too
his style?
Good.
IPA.
Okay.
It's IPA.
Okay. It's not like triple
but
IPA
it's,
or anything.
It's 18% alcohol. Well, is the what? Kicker.
So long, gay boys.
So I watched the video because.
Toodaloo, motherfucker. fuck you.
From everything I've seen on this, there's like mixed reviews. Some people like it, some people don't like it. So. They actually have a video on if you go to Dogfish Head's website and under their beer the creator actually talks about it and they recommend that they sell it in 12-ounce bottles and they recommend that you share the 12-ounce bottle because the alcohol content is so high. So we have a we have a 32-ounce bottle that me and John are going to talk
about. I wish I was Beyonce.
That's
might
double.
Be like another truth serum.
It's going to be consequences and repercussions.
This is like almost triple what the recommended.
Ooh. Recommended dosage.
It's 12 ounce.
You're making a big mistake, cowboy.
32 ounce. So we're.
So you either need a bigger group.
Yeah.
Or
less beer. But.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Not after John drinks this.
Yeah. They even have food recommendations to enjoy it with.
Would the Stewart's hot dog be on the list?
smoked meats, grilled lamb, ginger snaps, smoked almonds. The color is supposed to be deep copper orange with a slight haze. And the aroma we're supposed to get is sweet citrus, piney, floral, hop aromas, almost candy-like. Now, because this is, I told you this beer's been scaring me for a while. I worry about, but because we've this is the 2017 version, so it's 2 years old, so it's been aged. So he said the characteristics are going to be a little less. It's not going to be as hoppy as it normally is, but you're going to get more like caramel and stuff like that out of it. So. We'll
oh boy!
So it's the 120 minute IPA
from 2017.
Oh, I don't
it
know.
Says it's out of production. Just put in 120 minute IPA, Dogfish. It'll come up. There's a list, and it says out of production.
Woo! Okay.
Just put in 120 minute.
Hey everybody! There's a shit cloud coming. Run for your lives!
Yep.
120 what?
120 minute IPA, right there.
Why don't you go enjoy yourself while I go ice my balls and spit up blood?
So I'm gonna crack this puppy.
Woo!
Which is one I'm after, though.
Slow down. Go down. What? Go down. Keep going. Down there. Keep going. 2017.
All right. No longer in production.
Yep.
All right.
So it's been. He recommends when you buy it. He said buy two bottles, put one in your beer cellar, and enjoy one now with a friend. But.
Oh, you're about you. To enjoy thank it with a friend.
Hey, thank you sucker. For joining with me.
Yeah. I've been. It just scares me. I don't know. We'll see.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Well, it's actually got pretty good effervescence.
There wow. seems to have been a misunderstanding about what kind of boat guys we're going to be.
It doesn't smell overly crazy. We'll see. Trying to do this without spilling.
This is exciting. This was a good save.
Oh, he's got the drip going.
Yep.
Oh,
what are you going to do?
These are such a pain in the ass.
It's a crowler. It's a whole different ballgame. Yep.
Do we got paper towels? Oh, we got paper towels.
Of course we do.
There you go.
You can even use a little bit of this right away. I just dusted off my screen with it.
Yeah, so we don't have an accident.
Happens to the best of us.
Oh, yeah. All right. I wanted to say it's funny how filthy your corner is, but that was my fault.
Spoken like a truly unfunny alcoholic.
For being out of production, it looks pretty damn fresh.
Pretty effervescent. Yeah. These crawlers hold up well.
Yep.
You're making a big mistake, Cowboy.
Still working on this one.
Oh, that's got that like golden IPA, reddish golden.
Well, I have a feeling that's going to be easy to drink. It'll work.
Oh, boy.
It'll work. It's magic.
Well, good night.
These
That's what John's liver's going to say.
Well, good night.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
That's literally how we say goodnight in this house now. I'll be walking up the stairs and I'll go, well, good night. You'll go, well, good night.
I'll get a picture of that baby, too.
Oh, that means I can even select a location because I do have it in here.
Sex Club?
Southside Beverage.
Oh.
Oh, no, that location. No, I can. For that, my options are. I'm sick of not having us as an option.
Yep,
we need.
Gotta add it in.
Don't look at me. It's not me.
It's got to be added in. That's all. We'll work on it.
You're titillated, aren't you?
All right. So.
Oh, here we go. Emptied that puppy right out, did you?
Yeah, it's empty. Sure. Let me just add it one more. Oh, a couple more drops. A couple more drops of the sweet nectar. Ooh. All right, so we'll use the official thing for this. So the color's gorgeous, right? The website described it as copper.
I'm so distracted.
It's pretty copper. So you don't get much more copper than that unless you got copper in there.
Looks like an IPA.
Yep.
What's the aroma like? It smells piney, hoppy.
It smells like it'll put hair in your balls.
No, it doesn't smell strong at all, actually. It just smells like an IPA. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy there.
Nope. Oh, I hope this isn't that much. I hope this isn't a letdown.
Dive into flavor.
I doubt it's going to be that.
Ooh. Ooh. Wow.
There's a lot going on.
I can't believe you get it! Ow!
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there.
Immediately, I get like candy. Sugar, sugary candy.
Something was boozy, though.
It is a little boozy.
Boozy?
Well, it's 18%. So.
That's booze.
It's not barrel aged or anything, so but it is boozy. Yeah, I do get that. It's alcohol on the finish there. At the end, it's very alcoholic.
It's funny. The very first flavor profile on Untappd is boozy.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just went to check it. And I was like, oh, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple of the things I see on that list is strong. Yes, that was the booze.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is strong.
Sounds like it.
The number three pick on Untappd is sweet. I don't get a lot of. Well, you did say
candy.
That's
the first thing I get is like a candy. My first sip is like a sweet candy.
It's kind of strange you guys get the different taste.
I didn't get the candy bit. I mean, I got a lot of something, but I wasn't sure. My brain didn't go to candy.
Yeah, that to me, it's like a sugar candy. That's the first, very sugary, but that's the alcohol.
Like an old style candy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like
a hard candy
like a hard
grandmother
candy,
would
like,
have in a
right,
bowl.
Like a sugar candy. Yeah, that's what I'm
like
thinking.
One of those.
That's what I'm thinking. Like a sugar candy. You know, sugar candy, something like old fashioned candy.
Yeah, I could see that. See, I stayed away from those, so I usually that's not a flavor that's right on my tongue. I'm not a big fan of those. But it is that. That is definitely that.
There's not a lot of. Well, he did say that as this ages, it mellows. You're not going to get as much hoppiness as when you first drink it fresh.
Yeah, I didn't get a lot of the hoppiness.
It's not. I mean, you could smell the hops.
Yeah, yeah.
When I poured it, I'm getting a lot of hop aroma.
Yeah,
hop aroma.
Yeah. The hop aromas are there, but
hippity hop.
I don't know. What do you think of the flavor? Do you like it or do you dislike it?
Well, he's been drinking
I like it.
I like it. It's definitely.
It's one of those beers that, and you know how many times I've done it up at the lake on Untappd, where I'm so mesmerized by the flavors.
Yeah, it's
like
gone.
It's gone before I, you know what I mean? Before...
Yeah, you can really fully appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
I've done that a few times. I think I gotta go with 5 on the flavor. I mean, I've gone 5 on color, 5 on aroma, and I think 5 on flavors. So
I think
far.
This is a 5 all the way around.
I'm getting that way.
Especially
it's very drinkable for an 18% beer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they say, like I was saying, with the it mellows over time, because they put this IPA is brewed to be the 120 stands for the IBUs, so it's supposed to be the most bitter beer made is how they brew it. So, but he said over time it mellows. The hoppiness mellows, but you get different flavors out of it. Now, this has been sitting 2 years, so got to give it a
yes.
You might have to revisit this when it comes back out.
Yeah.
To see how the new style compares.
Yeah,
know what
do
I mean?
A comparison. Yeah,
but, you know, awesome. I get almost a caramel, too. Are you getting that at all?
You know what? I'm almost starting to think about the candy thing. Is it almost leans that and that's why I try to keep that bit out of my brain. A little bit black licorice.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting well, I guess a very little bit. I guess you could say that. It's got that. See, I don't like black licorice.
Me either, but
I guess you get a little bit of that. That's probably
some people
hops.
Love black licorice.
They do.
Fuck Joe loves black licorice.
Fuck Joe.
He fucking loves black licorice. He gets the, like, I forgot their, well, like, maybe it's a Scotland thing. Their little Scotties.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Loves that shit.
Really?
Fucking goes crazy for that. And I think you got to, like, order that from overseas to get it or something. It's a pretty shishi panache type of thing.
Shishi panache? Panache.
What are you two doing?
You drink your beer.
No, yeah. That's not the what we do.
You drink your beer.
I was trying to finish my
check-in. Wow, look at those keys. How do you do that?
What
you gotta size that keypad.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta use little missiles on mine.
Oh, no, I just adjusted it.
You just grew it?
I just adjusted it to that keyboard. Yeah. I can do it.
That's a pretty big screen. Look at that.
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
Yeah. Thank you.
My, what a big screen you have. See, now I know one of the future selling points is the rounded edge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm
I have a separate little screen on the side. I can pour it up. See?
Yeah.
I don't use it.
No. I have the rounded edge.
Yeah,
of the phone.
That was the thing of it.
But can you slap this still on its face and it's still going to keep that from smashing, right? Because this is higher than the screen.
Yeah. Yeah, the ends are higher. The ends are higher.
Millimeters, you know?
iPhone 10 is like that with the screen.
This is Gorilla Glass.
That's what I mean. I don't know if I dig it. But then again, what choice do you have?
Yeah.
Your
things
point.
Move in that direction.
Great beer, by the way. What is it?
Yeah, we're getting a little off topic. Dogfish.
That's because that's 120%.
Jay, I got to tell you.
We've only just begun.
Dogfish.
It was just bought out by Sam Adams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I wonder how all that shit works, like, to keep it, like, now they have to do, like, things by corporate level. And, like, you know, how is it going to change things? Yeah. And
they say nothing's going to change. But,
of course.
They might not. They might run it. They might run it on a separate level. At least they'll start out that way. Yeah. Then it probably will get corrupted
as
it goes along.
Is pretty popular on its own.
Anyway, I've had some great Dogfish.
Yeah.
But I think one that I had was the first beer that my sister had bought, like a 6-pack.
Yeah. Oh, I remember it. I thought you brought me some.
I think we. Yeah. And that was one of the most terrible.
They make some funky stuff.
Beers too. That I had, and like you said, they're very creative.
Right. Yeah, they
get outside of the box.
They've always
been
known for being like kind of cutting edge.
Somebody out there probably would love that beer.
Yeah.
Wow, it was one of the worst beers I ever had. So I was scared. But this is pretty good.
It's very good.
It's very interesting. I mean, there's a boatload of flavors going on here.
Boatload of flavors.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. So what are we using as our location though?
Should be
Homebrew Studios. Woodhaven's here.
I mean, that's what would be.
Should be Homebrew Studios.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Woodhaven.
I don't know why Jay can't. He's the upper.
We can do it. I know I can do it. It has to just be entered into.
He's in the VIP club.
We got to enter it into.
Did I tell you I earned my first untapped cash?
No.
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah? That's awesome.
No more sitting. My butt hurts.
You got some? How much you get? How much you get?
I don't know. Five bucks.
$5.
But now I know how it works.
Yeah.
No, he's all happy.
It's pretty cool.
Very cool. It's very cool.
So he said, I got that. That's where you got your glass set.
That was an expensive set. I hope you got one yourself.
I've got one, yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to get the full one, but.
Why didn't you do that?
I don't have enough room for it. I have so many fucking beer glasses.
Oh, I got you.
That's always a problem.
Yep.
But they break, too, so. But
Great beer, by the way. What is it?
Yeah, Dogfish. What?
Oh, it's starting to kick in on John now.
No, I love
that. No more for me, thanks. I'm driving.
Jay's book looks just like my old one.
It's awesome. I love this book. I thought I lost it the one day, but it was just buried down in the
bottom of
my bag.
I know, I couldn't find mine for a long time. I'm glad I finally did. I can't lose that history.
It's got all the fucking...
Everything.
Beer, that must have been from the spill day. It's all fucking
covered. I love it. The alcohol content of that book.
Nothing's growing out of it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Probably got a great aroma.
Great beer, by the way. What is it?
Dogfish Head 120 Minute IPA. This is the 2017 version.
It's kicked in much earlier than 120 minutes. Didn't take that long at all, so I don't know why they use that number.
Where did they get that number? But actually, get on the...
Or maybe that's how many minutes you last.
Get on their... website and... check out the video that I forget his name, but their originator puts on there about this beer, and it's their, I guess you would say, their flagship beer.
Their flagship beer and Jay's 100th Jay's Brew.
Yes. Woo-hoo! 100.
So long, gay boys.
100 crappy reviews. Of beer.
I wouldn't say crappy. Well, you've had some good beer.
Mediocre.
You had some good beers and some good reviews.
We got a system now, so that helps to keep it a little more professional.
And can you imagine after another 100 what we'll be doing?
Yeah. First all here. What am I going to do for 200?
I think John's thinking, what are you going to do for 101?
They have it in there. All right.
Chillin' with Jay's Brew.
100.
Chillin' with Jay's Brew.
100.
Gotta get her back in there for chillin'
with Jay's Brew.
Yeah. That's right. We all have a little bit more time.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do some things.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Bob and John, super duper variety power.
Savages. You're going to have to do the horse chores because I'm broken.
Fine. What do I have to do?
Well, you have to brush the horse's coat and mane, water and feed it, and then give it a full release.
A what?
You know, give it a happy photo finish.
Huh?
Take the glue out of the factory. Spank his front butt. Grant him a bone loan.
Oh! Oh, no! You're kidding!
No, sir, I am not. I am stabling a champion racehorse. A full release ensures a rejuvenative rest and promotes a winning attitude. Stan, if you want to keep your SUV, your house, and your wife, you'll
do. All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking chongas.
Bone loan. You can find us at Bob and John's podcast at gmail.com, on Buzzsprout.com, Spotify, and iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel, our Facebook page of Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour, also on Untapped at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick, and
at 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs.
The viewers are getting to see my hair. I'm going to let it just grow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, just grow.
Because you're retired now.
Because I'm retired. I'm retired.
All right.
Woo!
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 You on drugs?
I still got to get that one.
No, you're on
that. What's it?
Love that one. The Cumberland Farms commercial.
Oh.
Where the one he goes, woo.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in. You're about to listen to
with Bob and John
and Jay.
I had trouble coming up with 10 for this one.
I was just going to say that. I don't think I don't even have 10.
This might go into like the things that are green bin.
I was thinking that today again when I was looking at my.
This was Jay's pick, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
I felt like Jay.
I just said it on a whim.
I think he deserved a pick. I didn't care.
I went with your pick because it's 100 Jay's Brew, and you know,
yeah, you don't get your pick ever.
Yeah. All my picks suck.
Well, John still comes up with the worst. Whose was the
green
things
was
that
mine,
are green?
I think.
Yeah, I think you have the all-time worst one, yeah.
I'll take it.
The green one was yours?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I know it wasn't mine. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, all right. I felt it was mine. But
well, we all fall down on it because we all agree to it. So.
Yes, we do.
That's right. Exactly.
I just can't, like I said, when you said it, I'm like, because it was so hot, I'm like.
Well, that's what I was going for, was it's summertime.
Yeah.
It's been humid.
It's been humid and nasty.
What's John's favorite line?
It's swamp ass season.
We saw this one person walking down the road
miserable
funny. John goes,
fuck.
Yeah. I bet he's got swamp ass.
He was walking kind of funny, down the side of the road. And you said something about, I don't know.
Swamp ass.
I don't know what he's got. Well, I don't know what he's doing over there. I got, well, he looked like he got swamp ass. Yeah. There you go.
Dip your balls in ice water, weather. So we.
Was that your number 10?
No.
I just got another one.
That's a great idea, Bob. Dip your balls in ice water.
Well, kind of. It's kind of on there. Not exactly like that. But,
now I have 9.
JK.
That would cool your whole body down.
Jay threw out there. What exactly is our topic?
Well, you had said it is top 10 ways to stay cool.
Was that what I said? Oh, that's what it is, right?
It is.
Oh, okay.
What it is.
I don't even remember what I threw out first.
You said top 10 songs about heat or something like that.
Oh, yeah, with heat in it. That might come around next week.
Maybe. Could happen.
I'm always going with the music angle first.
I was perfectly fine with it. I'm like, I just threw that. I'm just like, yeah, top 10. Top 10 ways to stay cool.
No more for me, thanks.
It's 18%.
Heaven's on fire count as heat? Like, would that be allowed?
Well, fire is heat.
Yeah, fire is heat. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So, all right. Okay. So sure. I got one pick.
Got one.
Yeah.
That's not our top 10, but okay. Jay, hey, it's your top 10. Start her off.
The cold shower.
Ooh, the cold shower.
The cold shower. You know,
The cold shower.
It's really hard to do unless you're that hot.
Oh, I love doing it.
When you're hot.
I love a cold shower.
Yeah, the best is to get it just before the point of like you're going to jump out of the shower because it's so cold.
Oh, it's.
But you get it like you get it just enough heat to cut that the shock factor, but it's still cool and cold.
I like going straight cold.
Ooh.
I have.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, we have very cold water. I have nice cold water.
I like to adjust
so nice.
The dial.
I love it.
And in the winter, adjusting it hotter. And in the summer, I'm kind of cooler.
I like it to where it's to the point where if you turned it another just hair, it would be that cold, like, ooh.
Yeah.
But you like to get it just so it cuts that little bit off, but it's still cool.
That's refreshing.
Yeah.
I love the straight.
Might as well get an ice bath.
The Viking in me, bro.
You should do
the
Viking. Ice bath.
He goes, that's the Viking in me, bro. John,
you
need
a big enough tub.
You're number 10?
Yeah.
Run through the sprinkler.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, I didn't think about that either.
Yeah, like a little kid.
You got nothing else to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mommy, daddy, I want a pool. You're not getting a pool.
Yeah.
So you're not still riding through the sprinkler. You're talking about past ways.
Well,
yeah, well, give him a chance.
Yeah, hey, if I didn't,
he's got a lake
all
now.
The other
so.
Things on the list, I'll yeah. be in the all sprinkler.
Right. Hey, don't listen. If our air conditioner broke here, he'd probably have me turn the sprinklers on and go.
I'd go sit in the sprinkler.
I'm going. I'll be running through the sprinkler if need be.
That's right.
Slip and slide. Slip and slide. My number 10, I'm starting pretty simple. Just shorts. Put on some shorts, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I do that
yeah.
all summer
long. Well, that's kind of our uniform.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
I don't think I wear long
pants. I
actually
got my bathing suit on because I've been working outdoors and I've been sweating so bad I can't. So I have a full
swamp ass.
Out of clothes. So, like, I got my swimsuit on right now. I'm ready to run through the sprinkler. Yeah.
I don't think I've worn long pants since May.
Fuck long pants.
I agree, but I have to wear them to work.
I know that old
and
problem.
A place that is
John's retired.
I'm retired.
Silly work.
Stupid pants. Never going to happen again.
6 years, and I can say that.
And we always call Greg Pantless Greg.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Fuck that.
How long you got?
6 years.
6 years. Thomas. He just said he had 6 years too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's older than you, so you're going to retire younger than he will be. Because he's older than you.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Hopefully brew beer.
There we go.
That's my hope.
I guess I got to get the ball rolling.
We should go to brew school.
Brew school.
Yeah, let's do it.
Brew school.
I'm still...
Perfect timing.
Still getting paid.
Yeah.
School. Well, we can go right now, can't we?
Yeah, probably what? September, yeah, I'm sure.
Ooh, let's sign up.
Yeah.
I like productivity.
Jay, you're number 9?
Wait.
What?
Never mind, go ahead.
I'm going to go with the sprinkler.
Yay, the sprinkler! Gaining
running
ground.
Running through the sprinkler.
Number 9?
Yeah.
I went with the old water balloon fight.
Look at John thinking out of the box there.
Right. Yeah, what the fuck, man? Come on.
That's a good way to stay cool.
You kids never live? Where you been? Come on. Bob, I knew it was you. They said he was no fun anymore, but it's you, man.
What? Wow, the 120s kicked in.
Too good. Ow.
Oh, boy. My number 9 is ice cubes in front of a fan.
Oh yeah. The redneck air conditioner.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's all you got. He's going to be in bed by like fucking 10 tonight.
What? No, what?
Jay, you're number 8.
Just this is a work thing, but having a fucking big box fan in front of you. It probably should have gone a little lower, in my opinion.
Fan, basically?
Well, a big box. Yeah, one of those big box fans, the big square ones.
Is that what they do at work?
That's, yeah. Basically, some places, that's all we have. No air conditioning. Just,
ooh.
Yeah, it's gross. So that probably should have gone a little lower. But
yeah, we're getting a new air conditioning here next year. Yeah, nice. Next spring. In the spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have done it this year, but
yeah.
I mean, this one's functional; it works, but it's. I mean,
pumping out.
No, I have it set at 64, and it doesn't get below 72 in here. So it should be. We should be hanging meat, you know. So it's time. That's a vintage 1982 out there.
Yeah, I was taking a look at that while I was over there. It's classic.
Yeah,
baby, it's not the.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Yeah,
the neighbor. That one is right across from yours.
Yeah, they got a new one.
And it's all
nice, right. Sparkly new carrier.
Yeah. It's probably way more efficient too.
We're thinking about with the power outage now. We're thinking about standby generator.
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh, like the Generac. Like we got that engine doesn't work. Which will be hopefully we'll have to do that some soon too.
Yeah, we're thinking about that with that power.
After
outage.
We get our shower stuff leaking, and so many more things that are having fun in this house.
I know.
But. How were you out for days?
Just almost like a little over 12 hours. I was out.
Yeah.
So it wasn't bad, but it was like they were predicting that we were going to be out for a whole day. And it was actually the first day that Renee was supposed to start the new job. So she was freaking out.
Well, they're like 10 grand, aren't they?
No, about, well, they say 5 to 6 grand.
Five to six grand?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. We got to spend 2 grand on a new engine for ours.
Yeah.
And then, but it's all set and ready to go once we get that done.
Yep.
You got to get that shit up and running.
I'd like to.
Get her done.
So yours was a box fan.
Yeah, just fan. I should have probably. Yeah. Big fan.
Big fan. Oh, by the way, we started using the house fan here.
Oh, yeah.
There's the big house fan work? In the yeah. attic. Oh, my God, does it work?
Yeah,
it
sucks all the
awesome.
Right out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
it's cool.
It's got to be cool out to me.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. It has to be cool outside. Obviously, yeah. Cool. You know, after
I got chilly last time he did it.
Yeah, like you get it down. You get it down in the lower 60s,
yeah.
And you open up the windows and turn that on. Number one, it's constant suction from the outside. You can you walk around, you can just feel the air flow.
You stand by an open window, it's like a breeze is blowing.
Oh, that's neat.
It's
like sucking it. That thing is like a robot. Louvers opened up and.
What's it from Spaceballs?
Yeah.
It's going to suck.
Yeah. But yeah, the thing is, you get it cooler outside. Obviously, it's humid right now, but you know, you get it cooler outside and it's not humid out.
Yeah.
It's cool. Crushes through this. It's awesome. It's awesome. You can cool this place down. All you got to do is open up some windows and just the suction instantly starts. Especially when you
Whose
walk.
Whose turn is it?
I think it's. What did you say? What was your 8?
I didn't do my number 8 yet.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Pretty much. That's John right there. It's funny because the thing for it's upstairs, so you have to go turn it on. You have to go upstairs, to the top of the stairs.
Suck.
And right when I turn it on and I go downstairs, you can feel like the.
That's what he does when he flips the switch.
Suck. Suck. Suck.
You're right, Greg. Thanks for correcting me. That's how I learn.
You're number 8.
I haven't done this in a long time, but when I was younger, I loved the slip and slide.
I never had one, but I remember going on it.
I love slip and slide. You take a running jump and slide your ass all the way to the fucking end of the lawn.
Yeah,
and
you get wet. I never personally had one either.
I didn't have one either.
I've used one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what would I would be a real people would love it. I'd have to be temporary because there's laws up there on the lake there. But that little octagon on the porch, you get in there and then you have a shoot your head out into the water. It'd be fucking awesome. I tell you, you guys laugh. You wait, your now ass get launched ass out of that fucking of octagon, me? You'll be laughing.
Now what loud asshole think of me?
Screaming your ass off. I didn't even tell you, Jay.
What?
So, the guy that's fixing my jet ski there, he's had it for like over
2 years.
Like forever. Yeah. But like this year, a long time ago, I was like, spring, you think I'm going to be riding that thing this year? He's like, oh, yeah, I got this, that, and the other thing. And then there's a flywheel on there, apparently, and that's the magnets make for spark.
Okay.
And he's like, well, We could do without it because the new part was like $800 or something like that. And he texted me the other day because I'm kind of pressuring him. Like, before this summer is over, I want to ride that fucking thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he's like, well, I can give it to you the way it is, but there's not as the spark I would want. So I want it mint. You know what I mean? I want to get it and get that fucker, hit the start button and ride it. So I was like, okay. Get it because you found an aftermarket one. It's a little bit lighter weight, but cheaper than $800. But like my next question before I even asked it, he said, like, look, I can give it back to you with the low spark thing and it'll run for you and this and the other thing. And when we're at about $400, well, shit, you know, I was like, well, get that thing. So he says, about like $1,200, it should be mint.
Yep,
I'm in. Okay. If I get to ride that thing one time this summer, it's worth my fucking... I love that ride. Yeah. You know what I mean? I love
it. So long, gay boys!
And before I even started this process, I said, I'll put $1,500 to $2,000 into it to make it right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I met my goal.
Okay.
So I'm in. So we're going to have a jet ski.
All right.
Oh, I'm so excited.
All right.
I'm like a little boy about that.
All right.
It gets me so excited to ride.
So long, gay boys.
When I'm out there on the lake and I see somebody on a stand-up, I'm like, yeah.
See this?
This is only about
this two. Is the kind of thing that just tickles my balls.
There's only about two of them out there, you know?
Yeah.
I love being the guy on the thing that nobody else has.
Mm-hmm.
I love that shit. I'm a big fan. Yeah. So I'm so excited.
Good.
Can I do my number eight now?
I'm so excited.
Well, I thought, you know, we were doing off-topic things. I was like, well.
Okay.
Number eight.
Actually, we weren't. We were talking about air conditioners, which has to do with heat, which has to do with this.
Slightly.
So crazy. What was your number eight?
Slip and slide.
Oh, it's open. Yeah.
My number eight is just like light cotton color clothing.
Light
cotton. Light cotton clothing.
Say that five times.
I know, right? Light cotton clothing. Light cotton clothing. Light cotton clothing. Light cotton clothing. Now, if I did it right now, I couldn't do it.
Light colored cotton clothing.
You put the color in it.
Learn.
Gotta put the color.
You're right, Greg. Thanks for correcting me. That's how I learn.
Jay, you're number seven.
Do you expect me, Arnie?
Yeah.
Just taking a ride in my air-conditioned car.
Yes, yes. One of the things I don't mind about like the work we were doing is we have to move shit and it's hot out and we get sweaty. But then when we're going to the next location, at least there's AC in the car. That's
just refreshing. Yeah. That's like, especially when I get out of work and I'm so hot.
Yeah.
Nice for the ride home.
Yeah.
That's what irritates me with this air conditioning not being great.
Yeah.
It's like you even move in this house to do something and you start sweating.
Freezing.
Yeah.
I like good air. For a long time, I didn't use much.
I don't like using the air conditioning at night. I like to sleep with the windows open.
Yeah.
But I don't, but you know.
I prefer it, except when it's just humid.
Yeah, oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Air conditioning is staying on tonight, that's for sure. John, you're number seven.
Water gun fight. And I think that's even older us. I know. I have like the fucking.
We did the super soaker. We all got super soakers.
So we used to do that as.
Yeah. I think Jay bought. Didn't you get the one with the pack?
Kids. We were young men.
I think you got the pack, maybe. Didn't you?
Yeah, I have a pack one.
Maybe John okay. did. Yeah.
I think a couple of us got the pack ones.
Yeah.
So to remember having
obviously
that.
We enjoyed.
That was the 4th of July. Yeah, that was the 4th of July.
Squirting each other.
Yes. All over. Just everywhere. Filling the. Never mind.
I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
And what you just said there,
yep.
You crossed the line, buddy.
Well, they also made some awesome water weapons at that time.
They brought new water guns to the next level.
You know what that, I'm saying?
Compared to when we were kids, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had the...
Oh, yeah, well, we're talking about this...
break all the time.
When, when all these like packs and all these super soakers were bought, we were adults. Yeah.
That's right. So that was not being a kid. We still cooled down that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were.
Hey,
we were drunk.
Actually,
we were drunk and hot on the 4th of July.
That was really a step forward in our evolution from shooting each other with BBs,
yep.
Or paint guns,
or bottle rockets,
or bottle rockets. Yeah, and everybody survived. Luckily, who was it that you sent running and then pumped up your? Was it Jeff that shot, pumped up the paint gun and fucking shot him? Who was it? Who was it that went running? It wasn't you, was it?
No.
And somebody got tagged. Chris nailed me with the BB gun in the arm. I went home and went because he pumped it up around the fire as hard as he could and then shot me.
Yeah, he always seemed to bend the rules.
Asshole. Hi, Chris. How's it going? What's up, buddy?
Yeah.
I think I got a scar right there.
See that? See how you are?
I felt like it was out of a Rambo movie, like little blood in the sink and the.
I thought that was the Point Blank one you got took.
It was. It was kind of point. It was right across the fire. Fire was like from me to Jay, and he just went like right in the arm. It wasn't Point Blank, but it was damn near close.
Jerk.
Yeah. Number, oh, is that my number seven? My number seven is Cold Shower.
Oh, all right. Popular one
cold
there.
Shower. Big fan of the cold shower.
Yeah.
Big fan of a good schwitz. Good cold schwitz.
I finally cleaned up this.
Jay, you're number six?
Boneyard over here.
I'm going with Ice Cubes Anywhere.
Ice Cubes, period.
Well, because I had I Ice Cube pack on the back of your
neck.
Oh, yeah.
But you mentioned nuts.
Yes, so. That would work,
yeah,
right?
That would work.
Put that, like, right, yeah.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah, that would work, too.
I think it would.
It'd make your whole body chilly.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's that's what it is.
I think so.
You ready for something?
Yeah.
Some nuts and on ice?
Yes. Thank you.
So, John, what's your number six? Oh, Jesus.
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
What's your number six?
You never check the your cameras anymore. Like, Jay likes to check his cameras all the time.
I check my cameras.
Do you?
I checked, yeah.
Like when he first got him, he was always playing games with me. You know, like, I see you outside.
They have two-way now, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's because Steve just got him. So.
Link has two-way. Yeah, I got one, too.
Well, my cameras work on the Prime Day. That's why I got Alexa, because they work with Alexa.
Yep.
Alexa, camera one.
Would you do your number six, goddamn you?
We found another one. We were watching Cheech and Chong.
He wouldn't do it for him. I tried to get it work for Jay, and it wouldn't work.
What?
A live sex show.
Oh, yeah. And she gets all confused.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work.
I had Steve do it today for his, and it worked. He's like, oh, my God.
Sweet, sweet Alexa.
Would you do your number six? It's getting warm down here with these fucking lights.
Cold cocktails, man. A margarita when you're hot. Suck one of those down. Chilling.
He's got a lot of gay references today.
Chilling.
Suck, suck, suck.
I got my fingers crossed for a little freaky dinky.
Oh. My number six is, just a fan.
Just a fan.
Just a fan.
Big fan.
Big fan.
A stiff hand?
No.
I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
Hot section.
Oh! The first time I said you shouldn't be doing that on the show, that one was explosive.
Well,
it was like that goddamn backside of the studio just went into nuclear mode.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jesus Christ.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Bless my
soul. Right after you suck on these little Chinese nuts.
Fuck those little Chinese nuts.
Jay, you're number five.
So long, gay boys.
Oh, boy.
My number five was
no more for me, thanks.
Cold
I'm
drink.
Driving.
Cold drink. Oh,
that was kind of like where I was at. That's the same thing.
Same wheelhouse. Just anything cold that's drinkable.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Alcoholic.
Too good. Out. Catch a buzz and chill.
Yeah.
That's why I like the margarita, the slushy kind of. Oh.
Yeah.
Nothing like ice cold water, though.
Nothing like that. Well, yeah. Today, I needed water.
John, you're number five.
What was your number six?
My number six was a fan. Get with it.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
It's game. All right.
Number five, John.
Cold beer.
All right.
Yeah.
My number five, cold beer.
Oh, ping! I haven't seen you out on the porch with a cigar and a cold beer in a long time, though.
That's true.
I used to come home from work and see you out there every once in a while.
That was after a mowing.
It's been a long time.
Well, because it doesn't take me 3 hours to mow the front lawn anymore.
Yeah.
Now I'm done with the whole lawn in like 40 minutes. Like, and like going like, wow, what do I do now? I don't have to mow it like every 2 weeks. It's fucking Jesus Christ.
You don't even know what to do.
I don't sometimes. Jay, you're number four?
Oh, probably me. There we go.
Head to the mountains.
With Bush, beer.
Drive up to the mountains and a nice, some of the nice valleys there have nice streams and I don't know, like
you're
to be up in the
right.
mountains where
you're you know, right because when I leave,
cool, it's always cool in those valleys. And
going up to just like going up to the lake,
go up to the lake, you get about 10 degrees.
Yep,
and I've had a frequent hot spot last couple of summers, Lake Placid, and I think it's another 10 degrees lower up there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what I mean. Some of those valleys, like Keene Valley, it's fucking up there. Beautiful. It's beautiful and cool.
What's
it's
really Keene. Crazy is, like, I'm, you know, I'm accustomed to Saratoga in the summer, Lake George in the summer, and it's funny when you go up that far, I mean, Placid is packed. And it's not just summer, obviously, because people go there to ski too. So it's a busy place for that far north. Sure. I mean, I kind of look think about the mountains, man. They're busy as shit over there. And it's beautiful land.
It's only it's only that far north for our people that are south of it.
Yeah, exactly. Which is exactly the love of going north now.
I mean, it's some of the nicest stuff in the country, and we're right here by it.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely. Ah, Sable Chasm is an unbelievable stretch of water that like, if you're a fisherman,
you had a massive spasm?
It's the best trout fishing you're going to find. Yeah. And Sable if you're a hiker, you're going to find waterfalls you've never seen. Mm-hmm. So, it's really amazing.
So that was Jay's number. What's your number four?
We there already?
Yeah.
Nice A5. Yeah, I did. Number four.
We've only been doing this podcast for 3 hours. Yeah.
Sitting in AC.
So AC?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's
I put it lower on my list only because, like, you don't always have the option. Some people don't have that option.
Well, a lot of people don't have a lot of these options, but they pick, mm-hmm. you know.
Right. I chose the cheaper ones because if I
My number four is cold water.
Drinking or?
Yeah, I mean, that was the thought of it. Yeah. That was the thought. Drinking cold, a nice bottle of cold water.
Which I didn't break out here, but when I am in Lake Placid, there's a little part of the stream there that's really mellow, and there's people that always hang out there.
Yeah.
That's a great way to cool down, too.
Yeah.
A mountain stream.
Right. A watering hole.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at with the heading to the mountains part.
Jay, your number three?
Yeah, just sitting in the AC, too. If you have it.
That's the modern day.
Yeah, that's modern AC is like very common. So. John, your number three?
One of the things that I don't mind working outside in the sun and heat and all that stuff, but of course I get sweaty and disgusting. And if I'm going to be out there all day, I actually will wear my bathing suit and then just turn the hose on and it's like an outdoor shower.
Hosing yourself down.
Hold yourself down. You know?
Hoser.
It's even better. It's even better than having to go inside filthy like that.
Yeah.
Just
rinse yourself off.
Did you do that today?
A good hose job.
No, because I don't have the hose set up. I try to discourage tenants from using the hose.
My number three is, I've never had one, but I've been in them, pool.
I can't believe you asked me that. You didn't see how filthy I was when I got. I was afraid to walk into a house. I was so filthy.
I didn't see you were that filthy, but I wasn't paying attention. Oh.
Because, like, if we're doing dangerous stuff like the day before, I'll put my steel toes on. Today was sort of like.
I don't know how you did that with flip flops.
Flip flops, but by the end of the day, my feet are like fucking.
Clean the bottom of your flip flops, too.
Jesus.
I do.
You walk around
the
house.
In the shower with me. Oh, yeah, totally. And that's my first moves, clean off my flip-flops. And then I put them out, and then I clean myself. And when?
You're number two?
I could go on all night.
Yeah. Number two, the pool.
Pool?
To poop?
I knew Jay was going to be the pool.
I knew. The pool, I thought it'd be near number one.
Nope.
I know what his number one's probably going to be. Maybe. Could be. Maybe not. I don't know. You're number two?
The pool.
All right. We're all in the same
we all pooled.
Wheelhouse, sir.
Oh! Mine was three, but you guys were two and two.
Yeah.
My number two is the lake. Nah. Just go jump in the lake.
Yo, it's my favorite.
Yeah. If it was, it would have been up there. Huh?
It is.
Oh, it's your number one? Okay. Your number one, Jay?
It's my number one, the lake.
Jump in the lake?
I missed the lake. I love jumping in the lake, man.
I wanted to apologize for
jumping
this.
Up and jumping in the lake.
Especially because you were on vacation. You just got to come up there, man.
I know. You tell me that all the time. I just feel weird. I don't want to show up.
I told you you can. I know.
Don't feel weird. Just call him and tell him I'm coming up.
I know.
You got anything going on? I'm coming up.
We'll go on the boat.
Well, that's it. I don't want to show up and you guys got family stuff going on. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why you just asked. Say, what are you doing? What do you got going on? Most of the time, there's nothing much.
You don't get texts
when I'm up there.
Yeah, but we'll give him the phone.
I have the lake. I think I have the lake house phone. I'll have to check with you after.
Yeah.
Or you could always text me and I can text him.
Okay.
To call you.
Yeah.
That always works.
Yeah.
I think I have it in my phone, but
it's changed a couple
of times. Oh, it has. It's different now.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah, I got a new one. All
right.
My number one is AC.
All right.
Without the DC.
So that wasn't such a bad top 10.
No, it wasn't.
It was
good.
I thought it was going to be. I was like, this
no,
no, it wasn't horrible.
Good. There was was another one we did a little while ago that we thought was really bad, and it turned out halfway decent.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
But the swim in the lake, back to that.
Oh, yeah.
Is like, it's really funny because there's been a couple of years I'm like, I'm not really that into jumping in the lake. And this year I've had a couple times where I was just hot.
Look, it's so hot.
And it's been so humid.
Jump in and you're like, oh.
I love to just go. Weren't we? I just love that. Just jump in the fucking.
Didn't we have? Yeah. Didn't we just have one of the hottest Julys on record or something?
It's got to be. I don't know. It's fucking. It's been
so
hot.
So refreshing.
Dude.
I mean, it's.
It's so humid and everything.
And you even said, we've had the conversation. It's the. It's also the healing waters. Mm-hmm. Second dog too. Yeah.
The healing waters.
It's good for your hair and skin and. Mm. Feels good to jump.
So long, gay boys.
Five, four, four, three, three, two, one, one.
That's all, folks.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
Chimmy fucking changas.
Oh, my God. You can find us at Bob and John's Podcast at gmail.com on Buzzsprout.com. Spotify.
Spider Fight.
And iTunes. Or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
You on drugs.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Also on Untapped at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick. And.
Go to 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs. Jay, what did you learn?
I should have brought this beer a lot earlier.
John, what did you learn?
Of fun. Oh, that's good beer,
that's
though.
That's a lot of fun.
It's good beer.
What did you learn?
That's good beer.
What did you learn, Bob?
Hey, they should have feel-a-vision.
That John...
Shut up!
Hey, John won't shut the fuck up to this podcast. Oh my
and
God!
And spider find.
He won't shut the fuck up. That was I felt like that was the longest top 10 ever.
It was very it was very detailed. For, yeah, you thought it would have gone that one.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Nope. Every day with you is a punch in the nads.
All right, say goodnight, boys.
Goodnight, boys.
Stadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.
Well, goodnight. Shut up! Well, good night.